And earlier I talked with Reverend Walter Coleman. He's the pastor of Adalberto United Methodist Church. That's the church where Elvero Arellano took refuge in Chicago for a year. Reverend Coleman was at yesterday's immigrants' rights rally in Los Angeles with Elvero Arellano, and he now has custody of her 8-year-old son. Reverend Coleman, have you talked with Elvero Arellano since she arrived in Tijuana?
Yes, I have.
And what did she tell you?
She's very strong. She's has no regrets about the decision that she took. She thought it was a decision that was faithful to her commitment and commitment to her people. And she's going to continue in this struggle, as are now thousands of people that have responded in the last 24 hours. What Elvira did was to unleash a movement to tell the Congress, make some decisions. Do your work. That's what you get paid to do. Fix this broken law. Fix this broken system. Stop leaving people in the middle of this mess and stop torturing these children.
So she knew that she could have been arrested and deported when she decided to leave your church and go to Los Angeles to speak to other
She understood the potential consequences. Elvira was aware that she could be arrested and deported. She made a decision to leave sanctuary on August the 15th after 15 days of prayer and fasting and consultation. She felt she could no longer just sit and wait in the church with her son, who she loves. And she got as far on her journey as she could go before they arrested her. She's still very strong. She's going to be very active from across the border and continuing this movement. We expect that the movement that she began towards Washington on September the 12th and a national day of prayer in order to get the Congress to work will be very effective and actually probably much greater than it would have been otherwise.
So what will happen to Saul? He's 8 years old, and he's with you right now.
Well, my wife and I are his legal guardian, and we're going to confer with Elvira and with him, and we're going to figure out what the best solution is.
You could send him to her, right?
All things are possible, and we have to decide really what the best solution is. You know, her witness from the beginning, she had said that if Saul was 21 or even 18, that she would say, son, you're old enough to make your own decisions. You're a U.S. citizen, and if this country still didn't want her to be here, that she would pack her suitcases and leave, that to, for him to decide. But he's not 18 or 21. He's 8, and he needs his mother, her protection, and her preparation for the life that he has a right to in this country as a U.S. citizen. So we have to figure out how to resolve the situation. But it's not just Elvira's situation. It's a situation for millions of families. I'm not sure people can really grasp the numbers that we're talking about here. It's well over 4 million children now.
People on the other side would say, well, you know, the parents made a decision to come here illegally. These are the consequences.
You can talk about laws, but without talking about realities and about talking about the contradictions and the laws and the contradictions, and when a whole country violates a law by opening its borders and employing 12 million people, then why should those who are really least culpable, the poor person who comes to work or the child who's born here, innocent of all these things, why should they be made to suffer when the country has benefited from their taxes and everybody else that has participated in the system is held blameless? That's unfair. It's two sets of rules, and it's undemocratic and unchristian.
Reverend Walter Coleman is pastor of Adalberto United Methodist Church in Chicago, the church where Elvira Arellano took refuge for 1 year. Thank you very much.